Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. Live this Saturday morning, June the 22nd. It is a glorious day. If you're still laying in bed, shame on you. This is fantastic. I was up at O'Dark 30, and it was glorious sunrise. It's a beautiful day, a little breezy, low humidity, great for a 5K record today. I can sense it. It can happen. Just a few minutes ago, we had Greg Grill on air with his lovely daughters. They smoked them. He was a toad, and they were stars. They were just stars. Do I have enough cord here? The folks are starting to fill in the gap. And you guys are all 528, 516. All right, who's brave enough to say good morning? Alyssa Young, step on over to the microphone. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. The sun's shining.
I know.
I missed it.
I'm getting a little emotional just to get a little sunshine and dry out just a little.
Just a little.
That would be fantastic. So this is your first Laughing at My Nightmare 5K.
It is.
So welcome.
Thank you.
These folks are wonderful. What they do is just amazing.
It seems like a great organization.
It really is, and it's run by people who are just filled with heart, helping disabled folks do all kinds of things. Tell the audience what you do.
I am a vice president and director of digital marketing at KickCharge Creative in Washington, New Jersey. So I help small businesses get leads from the web.
And on Sunday mornings, where do you go?
I go to Holy Cross Lutheran Church, where I've been going to church since I was 7 years old.
Oh my.
Yeah, 30 years. It's been my home. Love it there.
And now home to Gene and Diane.
That's right. I was blessed to meet you at Holy Cross. I'm glad you're there, part of our Holy Cross family.
You're very kind. Well, thanks for stopping over.
Sure.
Did you notice how Diane immediately ran away from the microphone?
Yeah, she saw the microphone and flinched and took like 10 steps back.
All right, do me a favor. Send your protege, Miss Megan, over here and see if we can get her on
air. I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, Alyssa. 610-720-7900 if you've got a question. Gene at AskMTM.com if you have a question. I have a question. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning. How are you?
Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Megan. I'm Gene's stepdaughter.
And?
I'm working at KickCharge. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that. And
yes. I'm
working
your
at?
Marketing associate at MTM Financial.
And as if she doesn't have enough to do in about, 2 weeks? No.
Yes. The 17th. So I'm going to be going to Australia to study abroad with my school, Susquehanna University.
And next year you'll be a?
Senior.
Which means this time, a year from now,
I'll be in the real world.
In the real world.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Uh-huh. I'm excited.
As you should be. You're killing it. You're just killing it.
Thanks.
I've heard good things from KickCharge.
Yes, I love it very much. Only been there 3 days, and I love it.
Well, that's about as good as it could possibly
yeah,
be.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're excited about the run?
Yes. It's beautiful out. Yeah. It's way better than the rain we've had.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Mr. Shane is here.
Yes.
With his fiancée.
Yes, that's very exciting.
The lovely Hannah. Well, they're gathering everybody together, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
And we'll see you after the race.
All right.
Love you, sweetheart.
Love you, too.
610-720. Not too many of you are going to get love you, sweetheart, when you get your answers. But all right, maybe you will. I mean, I try to share God's blessings where I can. So love you, sweetheart. As some of you know, I still play softball. And if I do say so myself, at a pretty high level. For our church softball team, play third base, and except for the last two games, dreadful. I hit pretty well, but we have a lot of fans, including my wife. And one of the first things that happened that kind of stuck with us 5-6 years ago when I joined the team was I hit a gapper or something, and was standing on the second base, and from the stands I hear, "Love you, honey." And so between "way to go, honey," and "love you, honey," yeah, there's a lot of honeys going on. And of course, the audience thought that was audience. The crowd thought that that was very funny. But hey, it's much appreciated. As a husband, once in a while, if your wife actually appreciates what you're doing, it's a good day. We are at Steel Stacks. We're right in front of Arts Quest, and what a beautiful day. Oh, my goodness. I hope that you will come down, if nothing else, than to just share this beautiful day with us. It is just that glorious. If you can't be here, be outside, be someplace. Shane and Hannah, newly engaged, doing great, great work. And Sarah, relocated to North Carolina. Maybe we can talk her into coming back. Just so much going on. I wish you could be part of it. If you come on down, we've got some MTM Financial Group stuffies that we'll share with you. And happy to do all of that. We'll go to this morning's email. Gentleman writes, let me make sure I'm doing this correctly. I called a couple months ago about the IRS changing my numbers and giving me a refund six times what I was entitled to. Since then, I have called and talked to them. I've written a letter telling them of their mistake. I recently got a letter from the IRS thanking me for my letter and informing me that they reviewed the information and determined that no action is necessary. Do I wait until they eventually find their mistake, or do I continue to call and write? At this point, no. If you haven't already, put the money in your account. If you're hesitant, put it in a separate account and just don't mess with it, so that when they call you, you can give it back directly. But there's a very real chance that they will never ask for it back again. So you have done far more than most folks would have done. Most folks would have just pocketed it and said, see ya. So good for you. At this point, I think if they do come back in the future, you can easily demonstrate that you have done, you did everything that you were entitled, or that you were able to, and more, and that should take care of things. So 610-720-7900, Gene and AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. In the last half hour before we went to our break, I mentioned that we get a fair number of questions about a local real estate offering. There are actually three that this local company offers, and they promote on WAEB and lots of other places as well. And we get questions about the type of offering. We get questions about whether it's appropriate, inappropriate, those kinds of things. But many of those questions would go away, simply go away, if the folks asking understood that these programs are only available, they are legally only available to a very small percentage of folks in the Lehigh Valley. And I'll explain to you in a second why. And when I say legally, investment groups have their own business models and their policies and how they attend to things. But the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and PA Dobbs, Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities, they are all very, very clear about how these things and the regulations work. So I thought you'd be interested in a couple of the bits of information that about these three local real estate investment programs that are listed on their website. We went directly to their website to tell you exactly what they are saying. Because the commercials, you hear a commercial, it might be 30 seconds, it might be 60 seconds. You can't. It is impossible for any proper business presentation to be done in 30 seconds or 60 seconds, which is why if you've heard my spots, for example, for our radio program, they don't talk very much. All right, they don't talk at all about the investments that we may or may not find appropriate they don't talk at all about the precise things that we do. They talk about who we are. We'll come back in just a moment to that. But welcoming to the microphone, Stephanie Thompson. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very well.
And good morning to everyone listening today.
It is a glorious day.
Oh, we are so excited to be here.
And happy that you actually got up this morning.
Every morning, yes.
Well, that part, yeah, that part. So, Rob, say good morning.
Good morning, Gene. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. That's actually all you get to say. How are you?
I'm well. I'm excited.
I haven't seen you since Thursday, so it seems like forever.
Yeah, 48 hours
the
maybe.
The kids look really thrilled to be here. Really excited.
It's early.
Is that
on a summer morning?
It took you guys an hour to get here, right? Roughly? Yeah, about an hour? You should be awake by now.
Use your time wisely.
I see daughters. I have three of them. Have they ever fallen asleep in the car 4 minutes after getting into their seat? Oh, absolutely. Of course. It just makes perfect sense. So you're excited to run?
I am. Well, I'm excited to be a part of this day. We'll see if I run or walk or slowly jog or maybe crawl. I'll be crawling probably.
It's 3 miles. I'm thinking you could walk that in an hour. So at the least, we'll see you in an hour.
Yes, yes.
And you've already caught sight of many of our More Than Money folks.
I sure have.
Greg's daughters were on.
That's exciting.
It was exciting. They were way more dynamic than he is.
Well.
All right, both of us throwing Greg under the bus. And he's one of the nicest guys
sure
on the
is.
Planet.
He sure
he's
is.
He's fantastic. So thanks for coming.
Absolutely. Thanks for sponsoring us. Thank you for everything.
It's our pleasure. It's absolutely our pleasure. Thanks, Stephanie. Good luck, y'all. Oh, so many good folks. So many good folks. The 5K, they're starting to get to the starting line. You see some folks warming up. Warming up, that's something I should probably consider. Actually, warming up would be exhausting for me. So that's, I'm kidding. I'm one of the healthiest human beings you've ever met. Like this young kid here, I run him into the ground. I'm telling you right now. For the next 4.5 yards, I got this kid. Beyond that, I'm pretty much lost. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. So back to our discussion about local real estate programs and how the reason why these are only available to a very, very, very small percentage of the Lehigh Valley. It's because these are being offered to what are called accredited investors. Accredited investors are those that the SEC, FINRA, Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities have determined are sophisticated, have enough assets that if they lose this investment, it won't materially affect their ability to pay their day-to-day expenses. An accredited investor must have a net worth of at least $1 million, not including the value of their primary residence. So think about that for a second. In terms of how many people in the Lehigh Valley qualify, you must be a millionaire, not counting your home. So if you're saying, well, I've saved $500,000, my house is worth $500,000, I'm accredited. The answer is absolutely not. You are not accredited. Your house does not count towards the calculation of $1 million. Now, if you would like to be considered sophisticated, if you would like to be able to take more risk in your investments, there's a second way you can be accredited, and that's if you earn an income of at least $200,000 for each of the last 2 years, or if you're married, $300,000 combined, and you have an expectation that that income will continue. So, very, very important that we understand the criterion. If you want to be considered legally to invest in one of these programs, you must have a net worth of at least $1 million, not counting your home. You must have, good luck, sir. You must have a income or in addition, no, not in addition, or you must have an income of between $200,000 and $300,000 a year for the last 2 years with the expectation that it will continue. Your income will continue. This disclosure goes on to say if the investor redeems the investment before the liquidity investment. So the liquidity investment is when the program ends, when it wraps up, when they sell the underlying investments. If you decide to leave prior to that, capital liquidity events, proceeds will be forfeited. Ouch. Redemptions are contingent on the abilities, the manager's ability to honor liquidation without negatively affecting the fund. Translation. If you sign up for a fund, an investment, and it says it's a seven-year program, and 3 years in, you need your money back, you could very easily find yourself either unable to get your money back or needing to accept a much smaller number than you originally invested. Okay, let me get back here because there's a disclaimer of risk. Here we go. So, again, unlike radio spots and little commercials where folks say, hey, you know, it's a great return and there's no risk. The word risk, when you mention real estate, those two things go hand in hand. And the risk disclosure on this program's website says, disclaimer, investing in private real estate funds and notes secured by real estate has certain inherent risks, which could result in the loss of some or all of your principal investment. Your decision to purchase and invest should be based on your own particular financial circumstances and investment objectives. This company, its officers, its representatives can in no way guarantee your, guarantee or warrant your success. Consult your tax advisor or financial advisor before investing. Past performance does not guarantee future performance. Please see fund offering documents for full details and disclosures. Really, really important that you hear that. They can in no way guarantee or warrant your success. Investing in real estate has inherent risks that could result in the loss of some or all of your investment. Very, very important for you to hear. So, I wish everyone investing wherever they invest, whether it's through MTM Financial Group, another financial advisory group, or any other investment that they may involve themselves in, either directly or indirectly, I wish them great success. I want everyone to be successful. I want every expectation to be met. I don't want anyone to be financially hurt. That's absolutely fine. I also don't want anyone to misunderstand. Maybe just hear something real quick that says, lovely, 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 and nothing to worry about, and not understand that there is something to worry about and that you need to be very, very clear. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. We go there. We've got enough time for this indeed. My daughter-in-law recently changed jobs after being with her old company for almost 20 years. She has a pretty big 401k plan at her old company. She doesn't want to get hit with taxes and doesn't plan to retire for another 10 or 15 years. She also doesn't want to leave the money with her old company. What should she do? Thank you for one of the easier questions that we're going to get this morning or any other morning. You guys rocking it. Your daughter-in-law simply needs to roll these funds from her company 401k, her former company 401k, into an IRA rollover. Very easily done. If she decides to use a financial advisory group, they will help her every step of the way. And in most cases, we'll do everything except sign the paperwork, which she has to do. They will issue the letters of instruction, the rollover letters. They will track the funds from the old 401k into the new. And then, of course, they will assist her in setting up the appropriate investments. So no income taxes whatsoever. It goes directly from the old 401k plan into her new IRA. And as a result, no tax hit. Nothing to worry about, and no longer with the old company. I think we've basically given her everything that she wants. Not a bad deal at all. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Okay, this goes this way. Yeah, we have a spider there. That's what happens when you're outside. You get spiders. Nothing wrong with that. We are at Steel Stacks. We are at Arts Quest. We are at... No, I'm on. On. We are getting ready for the gun, the starter's pistol, for the Laughing at My Nightmare 5K run, walk, roll. Very, very fun event. Tons of folks are here to run, walk, and roll. Tons of folks are here volunteering, helping out, making sure everybody gets everything that they're supposed to have. They get you fancy numbers, and you get lots of water and yummy treats. So lots of excitement, and it's a chance to help Laughing at My Nightmare, a fine, fine organization, helping disabled folks all across the country live fuller, richer, more complete lives. Very, very happy to be not only are we part of it broadcasting, but our More Than Money team sponsors Laughing at My Nightmares event each year. And we're very, very proud that we've been part of it almost from, well, very close to from day one. And if you would be kind enough to come down and help, we'd be happy to share with you a MTM Financial Group stuffy. One of our favorite things to give away. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Looks like we have about 2 minutes before we go to break, maybe a minute and a half, so I'll do one of these really quickly. Gentleman writes, I got out of the stock market last October and missed the big downturn. Oh, no. Unfortunately, I did not re-enter the market until this week, so I missed the really big upturn. What signal did I miss that would have told me that the market was going to turn up so quickly? You didn't miss anything. The reality is that if there were clear signals, then everybody would know them. Everybody would get out when it was going down and get in when it was going up. The signal that you missed is the understanding that investing in the stock market is a long-term proposition. And as a result, you don't get out in October, get back in January, get back out in May, get back in June, not if you're smart. If you're silly, if you really do think that you have some sort of magic, then yeah, give it a go. But so far, hasn't really worked out very well for you. Ah, voice of an angel. Natalie Merchant says we got to take our last break of the show, just as they're about ready to fire the gun. So make sure you stop on down to Arts Quest. Say hi and help out Laughing at My Nightmare. We'll be back with you after this on More Than Money.
I'm giving for your kindness. I made debt to you, and I never could have come this far without you. I'm over your head now, I confound you and disturb you.
Babe, we are here to offer explanations galore, and one of the things I can explain to you is that if you're really, really serious about being financially successful, and successful not just dollars and cents, but in your life, it truly is more than money. And this event proves it year after year after year. I am watching dozens of young and not so young folks in wheelchairs, some with oxygen, some with challenges that are very, very difficult to comprehend how they succeed, and yet they have just pushed off on the their portion of this 5K, or as far as they wish to go, adventure. I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud that we are able to be a small part of what's such a magnificent result for so many people. I'm very proud of Shane. Goodness. I'm very proud of the life that he's crafted and the life he has ahead of him with Hannah. So proud of Sarah and her organizational abilities and putting everything together. God bless you. Oh. You're going to make me cry, babe. Step on over here for a second. Okay, come around the back. Do you have anything in? Are you good? I have to introduce you. This is Sarah.
Hi, Gene. It is so wonderful to see you here again.
It's wonderful to see you anywhere.
I know.
Since you're 500 miles away.
Flying around. I know.
Goodness gracious.
I know.
For you, now the heavy duty, the heavy lifting is now that the runners are out.
Runners are out.
You can take a breath.
I can.
You can have
a
nibble.
Can eat a donut. I know.
Donuts are good.
I know.
Donuts are good.
I am so relieved. This is the biggest 5K we've ever had. So the most pre-registered runners we've ever seen. We had 100 virtual runners, which is also insane.
Oh, my God.
This has been the best event we have ever put on as an organization.
And God agreed with you, and he sent you a day like we have not had in months.
After
and months.
So much rain. No, this is all...
And so much to celebrate.
Oh, my gosh.
The biggest event.
Absolutely.
Shane's Hannah.
Engagement. I know, it's so exciting.
Hannah's graduation.
There's so much going on. Aww. So much positive happening.
We see Shane doing more and more video events for schools around.
Yeah.
Not just around the country. I think he did one for schools in Canada.
Absolutely. He's done for schools in Canada, schools in India, all over the world.
Schools in India.
So crazy. Yes, absolutely. He has opened up himself to an unbelievable audience that is embracing the idea of disability awareness, and he is going at it full force and spreading the most important message I think that people could learn.
And he does it in a way that's uniquely Shane.
It is.
I the book that just came out, Strangers Assume My Girlfriend Is My Nurse.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, we don't recommend that for 11-year-olds.
No.
No, there's a book for that.
PG-13.
The last book was that Not So Different?
Right. Not So Different was pretty tame. It was a children's book.
It was a children's book.
Followed up by a not so children's book.
But
he appeals to all audiences. So.
Oh, he really does.
He's doing it smart.
He is the Mark Twain of our generation.
Absolutely.
And he wears a bandana like nobody I've ever seen.
He's got the best bandanas. Absolutely.
Speaking of the best, you are the best.
That's not true, because you're the best.
Well, in my own 780 years of experience way, perhaps in a very small corner of my universe, perhaps. But what you and Shane have crafted here has gone from admittedly really modest beginnings
absolutely
to worldwide.
Yeah.
Did you have any idea when you get started on this?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't change any of it, but this was if you would have told me this would have happened and this would be life and we would be able to make the impact that we're making. If you told me that 5 years ago, I would have laughed in your face, because how would it have been possible? But where there is a will, there is a way. And we have certainly proven that to ourselves and proven that to the world, and we are nowhere close to slowing down.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And there was a time, I must say, when Shane and Sarah would come on our radio show, and You know, I would annoy the crap out of them.
That's right.
And they still came back.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be honest, back then I was about the only person that would talk to you people.
That is 100%. I was actually just going to say our first appearance, I think, that we had on your radio show was one of my first experiences with quote unquote public speaking, which wasn't even really, I mean, to an extent public speaking, but I was so nervous being on a radio show, on your radio show. Yeah.
And yet we took care of you.
I know. You took care of you. You basically started this whole thing, is what it is.
See, this is what I put up with. You know, you try to be nice to people, and then they turn and stick a shiv in your ribs. What is that about? I need your help because there's a word that describes the relationship that Hannah and Shane have. Mm-hmm. And inter-abled?
Inter-abled, yes.
Inter-abled. Mm-hmm. I saw that for the first time, having never heard the word. Mm-hmm. And I went, how brilliant is that?
Yeah.
It so beautifully describes this wonderful commingling of lives that the word disabled, no.
Mm-mm.
Inter-abled.
Absolutely.
It's fabulous.
Right.
Now, I don't know if they coined it. I don't know if they came up with it.
They did not coin it. I'm sure that they wish they did, but they did not coin it. But there is this beautiful thing that is emerging, especially right now, as the world is becoming so much more connected through the internet and YouTube and all of that stuff. It's all about, you know, people with different abilities and how they're able to lift each other up and maybe make up for some of the things that the other person might quote-unquote lack. Mm. But it's a much more positive type of mindset of a relationship than saying, oh, he is disabled or she's not disabled. That kind of
thing. Isn't that really at the heart of Laughing
Absolutely.
In My Nightmare?
Absolutely.
That it is we're going to focus on getting the max out of whatever we got.
Right.
So for some folks, that means they need tremendous amounts of help. Mm-hmm. For some folks, it means they need just a little, maybe an iPad, maybe a little something to help. It might be a visual thing, an auditory thing. Yep. It might be a mobility thing. Have you guys tried to figure out how many, grants, how many have you done?
We have done, I think, over close to 60 at this point, I want to say, and we actually just got approval to do another $30,000 by the end of the summer. So we have at least 10 more coming through by August, and then we always run a huge campaign in November to provide technology. So 2019 is by far going to be our best year as far as the gifting of the grants, and I just can't wait to see where it all ends up and who we're able to help.
God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless you. You know how much we love you.
I know. We love you that much more.
Oh, my gosh. To see Shane's dad here. So many folks that I don't know their names.
Yeah.
I've just seen them.
Recognize them.
Is this our third year, fourth year?
This is seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Oh, I came in late.
Third year here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So third year here, and this is our third year of broadcasting.
Yeah.
So many faces I know, names I don't know, but just the you can feel.
Yeah, it's a community. Absolutely.
Oh, no question about
it. Absolutely.
No question about it. Which makes the, hey, I'm broadcasting to India tomorrow, all the more astounding.
Yes, absolutely.
From a young man whose grandfather, professor at Moravian.
Yep.
So there's a lot of folks in the Lehigh Valley who went through Professor Burkaw.
Yep. Yep.
Went through his
went
classes.
Through Bob, yep. My Bob. Grandfather, too.
Oh, that's how that would work.
Good old Burkaw's, yeah.
Look at that. Yeah, Burkaw.
It all comes full circle.
God bless us. Well, thank you so much for stopping over.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
We love you, Gene.
God bless you.
All right.
Thank you. 610-720-7900. Ah, what a kid. Oh, what a kid. You know what? There are days when I'm sure you, as I do, wonder. Usually days when I've seen Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez say something stupid, or I've seen, people on the internet just start railing against the Second Amendment or about all manner of things that they have no clue about. Or, sadly, what the late night shows do time and time again as comedy, where they go to college campuses and they ask them basic questions like, who was the first president of the United States? And they have no clue. They have no clue the difference between the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. It's easy. It's easy to feel concern, fear, anxiety about the future. That so many young people just seem so misguided, or in the case of AOC, delusional. And then you spend a little bit of time with Sarah, with Shane, with Hannah, with the community that is laughing at my nightmare, predominantly well under 30 years old. And they're making such a difference. And did you hear? Sarah's not excited about great things for her, great things for Shane, although she is excited for Shane, of course. She's excited to see how many people they can serve this year. How many people they can make a difference in their lives this year and make it the biggest year they've ever had. Make it the most service they've ever done, impacted the most lives they could possibly impact. That's what excites her. It's magnificent. It's just magnificent, and I am absolutely privileged to be part of it. 610-720-7900. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, or morethanmoneyonline.com. Interesting email, pretty appropriate for, by the way, Laughing at My Nightmare, go online, Google Laughing at My Nightmare, if I remember correctly, laughingatmynightmare.com will get you to their website. And if you would like to help magnificent young people helping other magnificent people, absolutely, please do that. We would deeply appreciate it. Email says, we really appreciate all the support that you give to charities throughout the Lehigh Valley. Thank you. You're very kind. We are considering naming two or three charities in our will, or should we name a foundation, or is there some other technique we should be considering? So, folks who are interested in making a difference, folks who are interested in helping in a serious and powerful way, are saying, hey, when we're gone, we'd like to put this money to good use. A couple things that you should know about leaving money to charities in your estate. Number one, none of that is taxed in the state of Pennsylvania for death taxes. None of it is taxed for inheritance taxes, federal inheritance taxes. To be fair, most people will not pay federal inheritance tax. You have to have a very large estate measured at $10 million or above before there's any tax whatsoever. But if you're in that remarkably wonderful position where you are at $10 million or above and you want to start reducing the estate taxes that your family will face, one of the best ways is to give to charity. Now, can you do that directly in your will? Absolutely. Absolutely. Simple. Easy, easily adjusted if you change your mind down the road. Some folks will warn you, maybe not the best. You may find yourself in a position where you forgot and you found out that a nonprofit wasn't really doing the right things, and yet you still had them in your will. That's a risk. There's no question. You got to pay attention. Leaving a contribution to a charity, I'm sorry, to a foundation, and there are a fair number of foundations that are available throughout the Lehigh Valley and beyond. More Than Money has a foundation, the More Than Money Foundation for American Values. And the advantage you gain there is that you're enlisting the assistance of folks that you trust in making sure that the funds that you contribute are managed and evaluated on a year-by-year basis. So while it may very well say, hey, I want to help children, I want to help the military vets, I want to help animals, for example, which, gosh, I basically just read off our mission statement for the More Than Money Foundation for American Values. We help military vets, active duty and vets, first responders. We help children. We help animals. And we help young entrepreneurs, young people who want to be business, in business and business for themselves. So that's our kind of our mission statement. So the advantage of going through a foundation, you get that long-term, potentially not just decades, but many foundations are alive for well over 100 years and able to help people rather dramatically. So lots of pros and cons, lots of things you need to think about. Make sure as you're planning your estate that you're dealing with experienced, qualified estate planning attorney that can give you the kind of advice that exactly tailors your plans with your needs and your goals. 610-720-7900. We're coming close to the top of the hour. Okay, here we go. Interesting one. It's already starting out with some drama. Please don't use my name on air. Okay. And by the way, for everybody listening, you can always be anonymous. Whether you call in and want to have a pseudonym, you can make up your own name. Call yourself Jeff. Everybody can be Jeff. And all the ladies can be Stephanie. That'd be great. That would work. But bottom line, if you are wishing to remain anonymous, it's absolutely not a problem. We've been clients of More Than Money for about 4 years. We love everything about what Mark has done for us. We talk to him every 3 months, which has been great, but is maybe the problem. Ooh. Some meetings we have tons of questions, like we've really done our homework. Other meetings we literally have no questions and the conversation takes about 15 minutes. It almost feels like we've wasted Mark's time. Are we not holding up our end of the deal properly? Oh my goodness. What a fascinating question. What a sweet and respectful question. Let me assure you instantly, you're doing just fine. You are absolutely normal. This is how it works. In an average week at the More Than Money World Headquarters, we will see whether it's myself, Mark, Greg, Bill, Daryl, we will see 30, perhaps 40 review meetings, some of which take an hour, some an hour and a half, some take 7 minutes. Because it's, how are we doing? We're doing really well. Do you have any questions? No, I don't. How are the kids? How are the grandkids? Any plans coming up? Well, thanks for coming in. Just enough time to have a nice cup of coffee, see some friends, confirm that More Than Money hasn't folded up and folded up his tent and moved out of town overnight. All the kind of good stuff. 7 minutes. And just about the time you get two or three of those in a row where you're saying, geez, I think we're wasting this time, something really important happens. And all of a sudden, you really do need that hour, hour and a half. You really do need somebody to go into real detail about something that's very, very important. You are holding your end up wonderfully. I will absolutely pass on your very kind remarks to Mark. And you're absolutely right. He is... He is a very, very special person who cares deeply about his clients and is very, very committed to making sure that you get your questions answered, whether it takes 2 minutes or an hour and a half. So thank you so much. Wonderful. You made my day. You absolutely made my day. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. I don't know, gentleman, lady, I'm not sure. Starts out, I messed up. Ooh. Last year I had two jobs that both had 401ks. I didn't realize there was a limit on the total amount I could put in both. And according to my calculations, I put in 19,700 The limit, according to the tax software, is $18,500. Is that true? Now, what do I do if it is? It is true. And it's a relatively simple thing to do. You've got a couple choices. You can withdraw the money. It's referred to as an excess contribution. You withdraw the money. Or you can have your 401k plan, one or the other, tag that as a contribution for, oh no, you put it in last year. My apologies. Nope, it's got to come out. Some 401k plans have administrators that can shift, for lack of a better word, the contribution from one year to the next, so that it doesn't have to come back out and come out and then go back in. To be fair, most plans are not likely to be able to do that, certainly not very efficiently. So likely you will need to take that out and then kick it back in. So good for you, though. You maxed out your 401k, and fantastic. 610-720-7900. We have about 3 minutes before we break, before we wrap up our show. So I want to encourage you. Implore you is a good word, but I absolutely want to encourage you. If you're in the valley, you're within a few minutes, and you want to stop down to Arts Quest at the Steel Stacks, you want to stop over and say hello to me, you want to stop over and say hello to Diane and Megan, Alyssa Young, Stephanie Thompson and her family, Rob and the kids, Greg Grillo and his daughters. Sue Velarde is here. Shane and Sarah Burkhaw, if you want a copy of Shane's new book. These are all great reasons to come on down and enjoy a few minutes of a spectacularly beautiful day for all the right reasons. There's a ton of folks here that you would be proud to meet. There's a ton of folks here that you would be better off having met them and gotten to know them. So if you get that chance, come on down. If for some reason that is not going to work today, I understand that completely. Jeez, it's summer and times are busy. Please go to their website, laughingatmynightmare.com. Give generously and help these fine young people help other fine young people. And that would be a very, very serious personal favor to me. If you heard anything on today's show that you would like more information about, all you have to do is ask. We offer free second opinion meetings. All you have to do is make an appointment. You can do that. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. You can go on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, or you can go old school. You can actually pick up a phone, call our office, talk to wonderful people, and get on the schedule at 610-746-7007. 610-746-7007. Folks, you mean the world to me. And as you heard this morning, there's a lot of folks down here that mean the world to me as well. So I send my love, and I wish God's great blessings on you. And we'll see you next time on More Than Money. I'm giving.